This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, and today we'll be listening to the best of On the Spot from March 24th.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, listeners all over Northern California. This is Jerry Schroeder sitting in for Linda Bott this evening. And I have some really good information for you regarding senior issues. But before we get to that, I want to thank our sponsors that make it possible for us to be here tonight. First, I want to thank Dandelion, wonderful boutique, right next to us. Well, actually, she's moved now. She's at 1322 Pine Street. I'm just so used to saying she's right next door. And you can go in there and find the most darling clothing, accessories, wonderful stuff, jewelry. Please give her a try. Her phone number is 247-1292. And we also want to thank Crackmaster. They do a great job. You know those nasty little dings and dips you get in your windows? It's not worth replacing the whole windshield in your car. Well, Crackmaster will fix it for you, and it will be like new. You won't even know where that divot was. And you can find them at 3208 South Market Street, 241-9373. Excuse me, that's 8373. I'm reading writing here. So now we're going to move on to our program this evening. So a lot of my 90-year-old mother, what brought this up is my 90-year-old mother, my husband's mother, was hospitalized recently. And we've been through this odyssey of trying to help her age in place. And it hasn't been easy. And we have been on this journey of trying to find ways to make her life easier in her own home. It's been a long journey, and that's even with me having resources. I have friends, and still, I wasn't aware of some of the things that are available here in Reading. So I want to introduce my guest, Michelle Martin Strebe, who works with the Mercy Foundation. And Michelle, why don't you tell us what you do there?
Okay. I work as development officer for Mercy Foundation North. And this is the philanthropic arm for our three hospitals in the North State, Mercy Mount Shasta, Mercy Reading, and St. Elizabeth Community Hospital in Red Bluff. Also, we help find financial support for Shasta Senior Nutrition Program and Golden Umbrella. And I think that's why it's on your mind tonight, Jerry, is because Golden Umbrella and Shasta Senior Nutrition Programs probably came up on your radar when you put your mother-in-law in the hospital.
Yes, they did. They certainly did. I think some people are aware of Meals on Wheels, but why don't you tell us some of the other things that Shasta Senior Nutrition does?
Sure. So Shasta Senior Nutrition Program has been around since 1979. And they have been serving seniors over 60, you know, for years, obviously. And they do quite a few. The biggest things that most of our listeners have probably seen are the dining halls. These are communal dining halls. We have one in Shasta Lake City, the big one in Reading. It's at the Mercy Oaks campus out behind Simpson University. And then there's one in Anderson. And we have a smaller one in Burney. And this is a place where anyone can come get lunch. We definitely are serving people over 60. And if their family wants to come, that's certainly fine. And we have a very big lunch. Often there is music or some kind of entertainment during the lunch time. The purpose is to make sure our seniors have a place to go and eat a good hearty meal. It serves one-third of the, our dietary requirements. But more importantly, it gives a place for them to socialize. There's other activities going on Before, during, and after eating, just eating with other people is a big social activity. They will have bingo. The one in Reading before lunch starts, they'll have wheelchair volleyball. The dining centers sometimes have exercise sites. The one in Reading certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exercise room. We have a computer room so people can learn how to use the computer, just get a little bit better at it. We're starting to train folks on how to use their new iPhone that their kids bought for them so they can text each other. And the seniors are a little embarrassed to get lessons from these, you know, grandkids that work so fast. So, you know, we have volunteers from the community. They'll come in and work at a slower pace and help those of us who are just over 50 to figure it all out.
Well, I understand that in the fiscal year of July 2014 to June 2015, you served almost 2,000 seniors. That was not repetitive seniors, but different people. And that catered and guest meals totaled around 16,000.
Yeah, so
that's a lot of meals.
We serve about 2,000 people at the four communal dining sites. Then there's another almost 600 people that we serve through the Meals on Wheels program.
Right.
And that program helps folks who are over 60 who are homebound. They can't drive anymore. They can't, perhaps they can't even cook, or they have trouble getting stuff out of the fridge and on the stove. So
sure.
We help them with that. And then we also serve people through our food bank program.
Now, the food bank program, I think many people are aware of Meals on Wheels, and they're thinking that this is just a senior program. But I was shocked to find out about the food bank program that also offers assistance to families.
That's right. So our food bank program is quite large, and it's an amazingly efficient program. I'm always amazed when I go over to SSMP to see how it works. Basically, we help seniors, more than 1,400 seniors through the Brown Bag program. And those are folks who meet income guidelines. They're low income, and they're probably over 60, but they still like to cook. We give them 3 bags of groceries. This includes produce, fresh produce, also cheese, sometimes fish, always some kind of meat, plus the canned goods that they can use at home. So that's a big one, Senior Brown Bag Program. Then we have one called the Emergency Food, and these are for families who are in an emergency situation. Maybe the breadwinner just got laid off and their food stamps haven't arrived yet, that sort of thing. So they register and we give them bags of food to get them through the month. And then we have an Emergency Food Assistance Program. And this also, this food is extra food that will go to seniors who need it. Seniors and then some families who need it. Yeah, so we have 3 different programs serving thousands of families.
And the emergency food assistance serves over 6,000 individual families.
Yes.
As well, that's representing 12,000 something people.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And with our other food bank being so strapped and the other resources like the Good News Rescue Mission, you know, it's just, I don't think people realize that this is available when they're turned away from food other places. So this is really good information for you out there. If you know of people that are falling on some hard times right now, that there is help.
These food banks also operate out in the community. We have a number of food bank sites. They're in Anderson, Bernie, Happy Valley. Like, I live in Happy Valley.
Okay.
Ermal distributes it outside our Happy Valley Community Center.
Now, is this where the dining centers are located?
Nope. We definitely have the food distribution at the 4 dining centers.
Okay.
Des Lake City, Reading, Anderson, and Bernie. And then beyond that, we have the Happy Valley site, Shingletown, Lakehead, and Round Mountain also have distribution sites. And in Bernie, for example, it's at the Veterans Hall. In Happy Valley, it's at the Happy Valley Community Center. So each of these communities has a place set up for the food bank. One of the trucks comes up from Reading with either the brown bag items or the other items, and the groups of folks meet out front. They check in. We have a check-in system, and they get help bringing the groceries to their car or their vehicle. And, you know, it's a friendly thing. It's great. It's wonderful.
It is fantastic. Now, I heard another aspect that was unknown to me recently is that Shasta Senior Nutrition also provides senior transportation from Shingletown.
Yes, and other parts of the area. So if your loved one is older, over 60, and they do not live within the RABA system or Reading bus system, then they are eligible to ask if they can get transportation through Shasta Senior Nutrition. And we do have a van and drivers who will go get a senior, bring them to doctor appointments. Maybe they need to get their hair done. Maybe they're just meeting their friends at the movies.
Uh-huh.
That's great. I mean, socialization is a wonderful thing for our elderly.
And you provide transportation for that?
It's $2 a trip.
Wow.
$2 a trip. It's amazing.
Pretty inexpensive.
Yes. Yeah.
And no car maintenance, no parking hassles.
Right.
Wow.
You just need to call 24 hours in advance. It's usually during the week. It's pretty much during the day. We have volunteers and staff members who take care of this, but it's a great thing, especially if you just maybe you've had an injury, you can't drive for a while, or you just don't want to drive anymore, or you know it's going to be a busy time. You can certainly call SS&P and ask for the transportation program.
That's fabulous. Now, how do you support these programs?
So SS&P and Golden Umbrella, which I know we'll talk about soon, these are two agencies that are very large, and they cover a number of services and also thousands of elderly folks in our county. So they first seek government contracts, and both the state and the federal government are very interested in helping seniors stay at home and helping them stay healthy. So they provide some funding for the food banks, for the Meals on Wheels, a little bit for Meals on Wheels, and then definitely for the dining sites and for these extra programming that we have out there. Then at some point they turn to the community. Folks who go and eat at the dining site, they're asked for a contribution of $3.50 each meal. And if people do it, great. And if they can't, we never turn anyone away. If they can only give a dollar, that's fine. But we do get some revenue from that.
But the actual cost of a meal is more like $6.50, isn't it?
That's right. That's
okay.
Exactly right. So if there is a gap, which there tends to be a gap of between 15 to 20% each year, for SS&P, they come to us, the foundation, and say, can you help us? And people in the community, such as yourself, they write, you know, checks.
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday, or they just do it monthly. Maybe a family member was helped with Meals on Wheels, and the family's pretty grateful. So they'll send a donation to the foundation. You know, we're the philanthropic arm, so we house that money, and we make sure 100% of those donations go right back to SS&P where they are designated. And people can say, I want this money to go for Meals on Wheels, or I want it to go for the food bank, or I want it to go for the dining facility itself. We can definitely accommodate all those wishes. We have a very generous community, and they really, really help.
And you also pull from volunteers in the community to help distribute this food and
yes.
Do some of the driving.
You are absolutely right. The volunteers are incredibly amazing. Without them, none of these programs would be possible. So we have lots of volunteers at the food bank, and then we have probably 40 to 60 volunteers in the Meals on Wheels program, and we have lots of volunteers at all the food bank distribution sites, as well as some of our drivers, too.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to go to a break right now. And we'll keep talking when we come back.
Dandelion, Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale, ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
You're listening to the Best of On the Spot for March 24th.
Ooh, baby, I love the way every day.
Good evening. This is Sherry Schroeder here at KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. And my guest this evening is Michelle Martin-Strebe, and we are discussing issues and services that concern the aging in our community. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking about volunteers a minute ago. Just touch on it lightly. Approximately how many volunteers does it take to run Meals on Wheels and the Senior Nutrition Center?
Well, there's about 60 who work throughout the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program, and they always need volunteers. We would be able to serve more Meals on Wheels clients if we had some more volunteers, as well as some a little
bit of additional funding. Is there a waiting list?
Yes, there is.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, there's at least 12 people on the waiting list, and we expect it to grow. So the volunteers, we have a number of things for volunteers to do, and I'm telling you, they run a great ship. They're very organized, and it's just wonderful. They need people who can be a receptionist at any of the dining halls and at the food bank distribution points, food servers at the dining halls, kitchen helpers, forklift drivers. My husband would like that. The truck drivers. Now, the truck drivers help with the food bank specifically. We have, you know, bags and bags of produce and canned goods that need to get to the different distribution points. Cashiers, the delivery drivers, they are delivering Meals on Wheels to folks who are homebound. Distribution assistants, warehouse assistants, and more. And I'm going to give you a phone number. If you're interested in volunteering, 226-3060 is where you can call to get some help. Or you can go to SSNPWEB.org.
Well, there you have it. If you're sitting around with nothing to do and you find your days are a little bit boring and you think you might like to volunteer, this is certainly the worthwhile place to do it because we're all going to get old. And it'll
come
back.
But we're all young at heart.
Yes, we are.
Young at heart.
So another one of the aspects of Dignity Health is Golden Umbrella. I had no idea those two were affiliated.
Yes, they are affiliated. This is a second agency that is out at Mercy Oaks. Again, that campus is behind Simpson University. And I think not as many people know about it, and yet it's so useful and needed in our community. And, you know, Jerry and I were talking before the show about her mother-in-law, and I highly recommend people in her position to go schedule a visit with what they call a senior advocate at Golden Umbrella. And what this advocate does is they sit down with the family and they assess, okay, what's going on? You know, is mom falling, or are you worried about mom driving, or maybe it's a meal situation, or let's see what's going on. And sometimes what the family think is going on, the senior advocate sees something else because they're extremely experienced in this. And they help you, the family, come up with, here's a strategy. You know, she's probably pretty healthy. You probably have another 5, 10, 15 years here. Let's figure out if she can stay in her home or if she needs to get some assisted help or if it's time for an assisted living facility or, you know, what is it? So they really help you think through this, and they know all the resources in this area.
Well, I know it seems that, particularly with my own mother-in-law, these stories are now coming out from friends. It seems that more and more seniors are wanting to age in place.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old days, when I was a little kid, of course, they were older at a much younger age, if that makes any sense. It was like when you were in your 60s, you were already starting to be elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you were 70s, sometimes things were going downhill quickly. But, you know, we've got healthy people in their 90s now. So,
yes, we do.
And the longer they retain their independence, the longer they want to retain their independence. They want to stay in their home. So this is an excellent resource for that. And then for also, I guess you would continue to check in with these people. And finally, when the day comes that you've got to take Dad's keys away from him, they can be helpful in those sorts of things.
Yes, they can help. It's amazing how useful this agency is. If you realize Mom is having trouble paying her bills or she's double paying her bills, they will help. They have the ability to help set up, you know, financial assistance so that the bank is paying these bills on these days. You know, Social Security arrives on the 1st and maybe, you know, all the bills are paid by the 5th. And then there's a little red flag if something goes wrong or somebody's trying to get in the account. But they can set that up through a banking agency. They can also, like I said, they have the red flags in place. They have a list of different services that are available to you. One that comes to mind is maybe the parent really wants to stay independent, but we need to see if the blood pressure is staying in check or the diabetes is in check. And she may live far away. Maybe she's in Shingletown or Manton or Los Molinos or something. We are starting to get a new program going where we have a nurse or a social worker go make visits.
Oh, nice.
And check on her. And then at some point, we are hoping to install, you know, a computer technology like an iPad.
Yes.
Like a little we call them telehealth medicine computers that
uh-huh.
help take Mom's blood pressure. And it reports back digitally to a nurse who's checking in on her, see if the diabetes is going okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so that we know right away if there's a problem. And then we can talk to the family and see if the family wants to take any bigger action.
That's yeah. really amazing.
And see how cost-effective that is?
Very cost-effective.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and Mom
what?
Gets to stay home?
Convenient, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's really hard getting them out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
They have knee issues or whatever. You're always afraid of falls whenever they're out and about. And someone has to go and get them. And when they live far away,
yeah,
it's difficult
it's
on everyone.
Tougher, yes.
What a great service. I noticed that you also do foster grandparenting and senior companions.
Yes. So these are, we have some opportunities that senior citizens can certainly participate in. We have many retirees. There's two things here. We have many retirees who are done with a day job and they want to just give back on their time. And they're like, I can volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to Golden Umbrella and ask. I ask them for some opportunities, and Golden Umbrella will say, okay, let's see what your skills are. Are you really good with kids? Are you good on the computer? Do you like to greet people at the visitor centers for the city and the county? What kind of stuff do you like to do? And some of these folks are maybe retired teachers, or they're just really good around children, and they'll say, I want to help kids. And we can enroll them either through the Retired Senior Volunteer Program and get them a regular volunteer spot at the library and at City Hall and at all these agencies that need volunteers, at SS&P, for example. Or we can put you in the Foster Grandparent and Senior Companion Program. So the Foster Grandparent Program puts a grandma or grandpa with a child that just needs some extra attention. This usually happens in the school where they just need a little bit more socialization. Maybe the child needs to read a little bit more. And here comes grandma that week to read with them. And they get some special attention, and it makes all the difference in the world for that child.
Particularly for at-risk kids that maybe
yes.
don't have the home life and the extended family network that other more fortunate children do.
Yes.
And we do have a lot of those in Shasta County.
Yes, we do. And it's such a rewarding experience for both the child and the volunteer grandparent. We also do the same thing with our retirees is we compare them up with a senior citizen who needs a little bit of extra attention. They might be homebound or their families live out of town. And
okay.
Somebody can come check on them, too.
Well, we'll come back to that in just a minute. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State, taking a short break.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Friday, April the 1st, we're not fooling around. We're having Congressman Doug LaMalfa join us. And conversation topics will include what's happening in this presidential race, water matters on the Klamath, and much more. This and local topics, local politics, right here. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is returning to the Cascade Theater in Reading April 1st. Robert Cray, the Pacific Northwest's own, the man who brought blues back to the pop charts decades ago, performs at the Cascade Theater on April Fool's Day at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out on tickets to this amazing performer before the show is sold out. 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. Robert Cray, April 1st at the Cascade Theater.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here at KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday.
It's Swap and Sell, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to the best of On the Spot from March 24th.
Good evening. This is Jerry Schroeder. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott. And I'm Jerry Schroeder sitting in for her. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. My guest this evening is Michelle Martin-Strebe of the Mercy Foundation. And we're talking about issues and services that concern senior citizens and the elderly and aging in Shasta County. So, Michelle, we were just talking about the senior grandparents, foster grandparents and companions, and that sounded really wonderful. What about adult day programs? Do you have anything like that? Because some people don't know what to do with their parents all day.
Yes, and it's an extremely productive program. We have the adult day program out at the Mercy Oaks campus, and it's used, I think, a lot for adults who live at home with a family member, but the family member has to go to work. So they either bring the parent to a Golden Umbrella Day Center, or senior transportation will go get them, and they get to spend the day out at this beautiful facility. There's a garden in the back. There's physical therapy available to them. There's games. There's entertainment. There's socialization. There's a whole craft room. I take tours there often. And in the back, one, they have a beautiful garden that overlooks the pond at Simpson University.
Oh, nice.
But they also have this place where people who probably they get a cane or they're on a walker and they're not used to that,
right,
they get practice on using it on different surfaces.
I see.
So they have pebble pavement. They've got a flat concrete pavement. They've got some with gravel. They've got some incline. So people can practice using their walker and even their wheelchair going up and down in all these areas with a physical therapist so that they don't have the fear of falling. And it's really a beautiful setup.
And it builds confidence.
Yes, it does.
Which really is important.
Yes. But it's important that they have a place to go where they're supervised all the time. There's a trained staff who help them with engaging activities to keep people socialized. you know, sometimes the folks have dementia, or they may have Alzheimer's, but they can handle this sort of thing. It's just a good place for them to go, especially if family isn't home because they're at work or, you know, at appointments or something.
Now, what does this cost?
This one, they, I'm not sure how much that one costs. I know that one of these has to do with their Medi-Cal or their Medicaid programming.
Okay.
But if there's physical therapy involved, there may be some Medicaid insurance that is billed. But it's definitely worth giving Golden Umbrella a call if you think you have a family member who might be interested, because it is very, very cost effective. The phone number out there is 223-6034, and the website is goldenumbrella.org. Extremely responsive staff, and they're very upfront. And, you know, when I go talk with all of them, they're very passionate and extremely knowledgeable about all things aging.
And this includes meals?
Yes, it does. They'll have meals brought over from the SSMP program next door, plus there's snacks, there's music, there's, you know, dancing. I like their craft room. I always want to sit there and do the stuff with them. There's a puzzle area.
And what are their hours?
Pretty much 8 to 4.
Okay.
8 to 4.
Except holidays, of course.
Yeah, except holidays, yeah.
Okay, well, that would be a good option. Even for you know, the family caregiver who is getting stressed.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of help alleviate that a little bit.
Yes, and they also know where there's help and respite for the caregivers. They're very aware of any of the workshops and the support services for the families, for the caregivers, because everybody needs a break. It's very stressful if you are taking care of an elderly parent.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and they have information for you, plus they can get you involved with some support services that will help you get through this time.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful program. What about the Multipurpose Senior Services Program?
So this is the program I was speaking about earlier, where somebody will help. The goal is to keep the frail and elderly living at home, but they will send out a nurse and a social worker to take a look at the home and see if it's fairly safe, and to find out what the senior needs, and then to kind of set up either assisted help at home or some kind of daily check-in. And it may involve the computer or talking on the phone if that's what's necessary.
Okay.
That one Medi-Cal helps to pay for, because Medi-Cal has learned, the state has learned, it's better to keep mom or dad at home if possible, if they're safe there, than to put them in assisted living.
Absolutely. Plus, you know, it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not everyone wants to go into a Medicaid hospital.
Yeah. And eventually, you know, a parent may end up in an assisted living facility. But if Golden Umbrella can help delay that process by 2 or 3 years, you know, it's just much more quality of life for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So summing it up then, with Golden Umbrella, they provide information, assistance, referral, representative payee services. We didn't talk about that. Now, that's we touched on it briefly. They will literally take over the banking?
They will set it up through
the
credit union. Yeah, but they'll help with the, you know, the family has a part of it, but they'll set it up with the bank of the family's choice or the credit union, so that the main bills are always paid and nobody has to worry about that money getting stolen.
Okay.
You know, the other thing that they do that I remembered is that they also have a list of handy people who they have checked out and have fair prices.
Oh, that's good.
And if mom or dad just need the railing in the bathroom repaired or the railing to their home, maybe there's just a fix in the roof or something, we have a really good list of handy people that we call, negotiate the price, and they go out and fix it. And these are people who've, you know, passed the test, so to speak. And if
right.
we get any bad reviews, they're off the list.
That's fantastic, because so often the elderly are taken advantage of by various people who might not be as honest as we'd like.
Yes.
Over billing, et cetera. And they don't even notice it.
Right.
They don't even notice
it. They wouldn't know.
Now, what is the telecare?
So that's the one that we were talking about. Some of that has to do with the computer.
Right.
We may be able to, we're hoping that we'll be able to expand this program where we put in an iPad or some form of computer
right.
in the home where we can.
But they do call every day.
They can, yes. And
if
then
you,
we also
if you
have
need them too.
Yeah, we also have volunteers, and I spoke with one last week. And this is a homebound person herself, but she is a retired nurse, and she wanted something to do. And Golden Umbrella said, "You know what? We need you, a medical person, to call on these other frail and elderly every day, once a week, depending on who they are, and to just check on them." And our volunteer could sense just through their voice if there was a medical issue going on. And she's alerted, you know, the families, the emergency help. We need to get over to so-and-so's home because I think she's having a stroke. And sure enough, that's what's happening.
That's fantastic. That's just, we have so many resources here. I hope you all are listening and taking down these numbers and all this information. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is On the Spot with Linda Bott, and this is Jerry Schroeder sitting in for Linda tonight.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale, ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
21 counties declared for the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. The Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
You're listening to the best of On the Spot from March 24th.
Good evening, North State. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott. This is Jerry Schroeder sitting in for Linda, and we are at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. My guest this evening is Michelle Martin-Strebe, and we have been discussing the issues and services that affect our seniors here in Shasta County. Michelle, welcome back again.
Thank you. This is a joy.
All right. Let's talk about that registry service, which refers caregivers. Sometimes the elderly don't make good choices and get taken advantage of, and I understand that you all can help avoid that situation.
Yes, we have, like we had talked about earlier, we have a list of handymen who we have vetted and know that they're good and will carry through with what they've agreed to do at the home. Household repairs, and then we also keep a list of caregivers. Sometimes your parents just need somebody to come in the morning and to help with the household chores, or maybe it's to do some grocery shopping, and we keep a list of folks who can help our elderly family members with those sorts of things, and they can give you some idea of the costs involved, if insurance covers any of these services. They can tell you which ones have medical care on staff and which ones are just folks like, you know, that are non-medical but want to help elderly folks. They keep these lists. They help you find what's going to be best for your folks depending on where they live. Very, very useful. You know, I just wish more parents or more people could start with Golden Umbrella before the situation with the family member gets too stressful.
You know, I also would like to stress the fact that when you're dealing with Dignity Health and Mercy Medical Center and the Mercy Foundation, you're dealing with a local nonprofit that's been operating, I don't know how long, but I was born here. I'm 65, so it was going when I was a child. And this is not a for-profit situation. The Sisters of Mercy have a commitment to the dignity of all human beings. So if your senior is having problems, this is the place to turn to first before you go to other agencies, and then they can refer you to those who are reliable. Because otherwise, it can be a chasing your tail situation. People don't call you back, and you don't really know who you're dealing with. The references that they give you, of course they're going to give you people that are going to give them good references. Heck, they might not even be clients. When you're going through Mercy, there's a real guarantee there of safety and surety of the people that are being referred to your loved one, because otherwise you don't know who you're going to get, really. Isn't that true?
Yeah, yeah. And those folks out at Golden Umbrella and Shasta Senior Nutrition, they've been there a long time, and they're experts. They're true experts. They have seen everything. I also think that they're really good with the different insurance policies out there and they know Medicare. They know Medi-Cal very well. So, you know, those of us who are young and haven't tried any of those things yet, you know, we're not there yet. Any assistance is very welcome.
That's right. That's right. It's a challenging time. First, mm-hmm. you know, there's the emotional component where you're watching your parent fall apart literally before your eyes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they used to help you, and now it's your turn to help them, and you don't really know what to do.
Yep.
And so you need these agencies to help you. But, again, this comes back to community funding, and if people in the community aren't funding or volunteering, the agencies can do less and less.
That's right.
So how do we address this? What are you doing that the community people can join in with? And where do they send checks? And if they want to support one or not the other, is that a possibility? How do you go about your fundraising for the foundation to keep all of these wheels in motion?
Well, we are a foundation, and we have very strict governance policies. We do have a board of directors, about 26 folks who sit on this board. We also have a president, Maggie Redman, who oversees, you know, all the policies that we watch. We're audited every year. The auditors are very good, and we basically ensure that 100% of all the donations that come to Mercy Foundation North are applied to the place that the donor wants. So the donors, or potential donors who may be listening tonight, you might be interested in helping SSNP or Golden Umbrella. Anybody at any time can call and make a donation by phone. They can write a check. They can do a monthly donation if they feel moved to do that. And they can designate, I want to go to where the need is greatest, over at SSNP or Golden Umbrella. Or they can get more specific. Meals on Wheels always needs funding. The food bank always needs funding. We have specific vehicles that we need to raise money for both the food bank and the Meals on Wheels program. We need a forklift. We need a new forklift, so we're raising money for that. Over at Golden Umbrella, we need to get a vehicle for our staff to travel in, especially when they have to go up to Shingletown or anywhere there's elevation and snow, gravel roads. So we can check on our homebound elderly folks who can't get out. And so that's, you know, we need a vehicle for them to use. We're raising money for that. And people can designate, I want my money to go for that. If it comes to the hospital, of course, they can call and ask what needs we may have at the hospital. Almost every department has a fund that people can donate to. But since we're talking about the elderly tonight, I thought we'd focus on that, but I can certainly go further if we need to. For Meals on Wheels, every meal costs $6.50. And we need money just to keep those meals going. We have 562 folks who are getting meals now. We have a waiting list of folks who would like to get meals. And we need to make sure we have enough funding in place to ensure that we can pay for those meals. So they're $6.50 each. And we're going to need a new vehicle so that the vehicle will work. We get out in the morning and turn it on.
That's always nice.
Yeah. We have three vehicles that are beyond their life, their standard life, and they need to be retired. We do get them repaired, but we're being proactive in trying to get replacement vehicles before any of them, you know.
Actually break down in service.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a short break again, and then we'll come back and talk about a few other aspects of the organization. This is Jerry Schroeder. I'm sitting in for Linda Bott, and you're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
Wellgate Sports Club is dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with three personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Maria Orozco. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended Villains Year to Remember, because there is one in all of us. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
You're listening to the best of On the Spot from March 24th.
That's what to do if I sang out of tune. Welcome back, North State. This is Jerry Schroeder, KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott, and I am sitting in for Linda Bott. I have Michelle Martin-Strebe with me, and we're talking about the issues and services that are available to seniors in our county. Michelle.
Yes.
What about those caregivers?
So caregivers are people like you and I. We're family members. We could be professionals, folks who may be paid to check in on a family member. If it is a family member and you're doing it for free, or, you know, maybe the family's paying you a stipend to keep track of your loved one, there's a lot of responsibilities, and it can be very stressful. So we encourage the caregivers to contact Golden Umbrella. There are some seminars that's useful to them, as well as support groups. Support groups are incredibly important, especially if you're caring for somebody who is probably has a terminal illness. And we want those caregivers to also feel love and support, so they know they're not there alone. And also to tap into a support system where we can give you respite while you take a little vacation, or we can tell you what services are out there that you can tap into so you can leave for a couple of days and just get a breather.
Well, say you do have someone in your life that you know is terminal and you are caring for them. At what point should hospice enter the picture?
Well, we're learning that the earlier the better, because hospice can really help improve everyone's quality of life. Our Mercy Hospice and Home Health is really astute at checking with where the family is, how far along the disease is or the illness with the family member, and saying, okay, let's see what we can do to help this family so that the loved one can be at home. It may be just as simple as let's get the hospital bed in the living room. That's where the activity is, and it keeps the loved one very involved. It makes sure that maybe they need just a walker, or perhaps they need a wheelchair, and getting that ordered and ensuring everybody knows how to use it. Talking through, this is what typically happens in the next 3 months. This is what typically happens in the next 6 months. Here's how children might respond, and here's some ways that you can work with your kids so that they're very involved with grandma or grandpa. The hospice workers are incredible. They are incredible. We are so blessed to have such a great hospice community up here. And I have to say that on our end, we're at the foundation. Many, many, many people in this community are hospice supporters.
You know, this is really good information. I don't think people equate hospice with telling you what's going to happen in 6 months. I think more and more people think of hospice as that end of the life service that comes in maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks prior. But knowing how children will react, because you've got families involved here, it's not just the terminal person, it's the whole family.
Yeah.
And how wonderful that you've got this care and support for everyone.
Yes.
And also, they can anticipate what's going on. And if mom or dad is acting unusually, they know that this is typical, that this is a reaction, the anger, et cetera, and not be taken aback and think that, oh, my gosh, it's much worse than it is maybe at that point.
Right. And they also help us all to give our loved one dignity and the best quality of life that they can have.
Exactly.
You know, they're in their final chapter of life. We all will get there. But they want it to be the best it can be, and to keep the loved one at home, if at all possible, because really that's probably how the loved one wants to go anyway.
That's their ideal choice.
Yeah, and we're there to help. And our staff is excellent. And not only do we have staff, but we have great volunteers with hospice. Great volunteers, and many of them are volunteers because they help their own loved one pass in a very dignified manner, mm-hmm. in a very loving manner. I mean, it's a privilege to be with someone in their last chapter. It truly is. It truly is.
Especially if you're providing the comfort and support that they need to help them ease into it.
Yep. So our volunteers have all been there. They're highly trained. And they're there to help the caregivers get some rest, go grocery shopping. And then if we need the medical staff to come in, the nurse to check on the medications or, you know, whatever it may be, that's what Mercy Hospice does. And, it's another huge service for this area.
It is a huge service. And I just want everybody to remember that although this is run by Catholic Services, you don't have to be Catholic to take part in these services. It's open to the public. It's open to people who can pay. It's open to people who are less privileged and don't have the means. It's open to everyone. So you should really, really think about dignity and mercy, golden umbrella, meals on wheels when you've got elderly people in your life. I think the big takeaway tonight, if you remember nothing else, is golden umbrella.
Yeah.
I have learned
amazing
golden
program.
Umbrella, yeah. Because they can refer you to all the rest of what we've talked about tonight. I'm going to have Michelle tell you one more time how you can give to keep these wonderful programs going, because it's such an important part.
Yes, it is. And without our community providing some support, these agencies either would not exist or they would exist in a very limited manner. So let me give you some phone numbers and some websites. Golden Umbrella, it's goldenumbrella.org. Their phone number is 223-6034. SSNP, Shasta Senior Nutrition Program, they are at ssnpweb.org. Okay. And let me give you our phone number, 247-3420. That's in Shasta County. We also have an office in Siskiyou County and Tehama County. They're both based at the hospitals there. Our website is supportmercynorth.org. people can give online, or they can call us, or they can just mail their donation if they would like to. They are all acknowledged, and they all 100% of your donations go to the programs that you intend it to go to.
Which is fantastic. You know where your money's going. It's going to reach the people you want it to reach. Once again, I want to thank Michelle for joining us this evening. I hope that all of you out there have been able to pick up at least one or two nuggets. And remember, the most important is Golden Umbrella. Call Golden Umbrella. This is Jerry Schroeder. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And now I'm going to bid you good night.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Virginia State Police Trooper Chad Giermeyer.
Flaherty says the trooper was fatally shot after speaking to a man who was at the Richmond bus station.
Trooper Giermeyer approached an adult male subject inside the front doors of the bus station. During the course of talking with the male subject pulled out a handgun and shot Chad multiple times.
Giermeyer was transferred to a hospital where he died this evening. Two other people sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The gunman himself is dead. Rayon said the bus station will be closed until further notice. Heavy rain in the Mississippi Delta has caused widespread flooding and prompted some evacuations, and tornadic activity was reported in southern Alabama this evening.